In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As we close into the end of another liturgical year next Sunday, today we hear of our eternal reward as the most joyous and hopeful goal of our faith. In fact, the parable of the talents is all about faith. The joy and the hope is that on our last day, we will hear the Lord and Master welcome us with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter the joy of your Master." The joy and hope is that released from sin and death, we will finally see our Savior face to face. As you know, when Jesus begins a parable saying that the kingdom of God will be like this, he's speaking of the future, the fulfillment of his days of grace, the final goal. And indeed, in this parable, he speaks of the faithful being rewarded for their faithfulness on the last day, but with the added warning to those who have rejected God's invitation and gift of saving faith. Yet this parable also speaks of our life of faith now, before that great and glorious day, for it speaks of God's gift of faith as an active, living thing in your life now, expressing itself through your vocation, bringing the same grace of God you have received to bear in all your thoughts, words, and deeds and relationships. It's called the Christian life. This faith, and therefore this life before and after all, is totally and completely a gift of God. The parable speaks of a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. And it's called the parable of the talents, speaking of a unit of money called a talent, a weight of gold or silver, adjusted to today's economy, may be worth $1.25 million. The exact value of a talent, or five or two, is not of interest except to understand that it is a very great and large amount. God has given us a very great and large gift of himself, which is ours by faith. Our Lord is like this man who, since his ascension into heaven, has gone on a journey to the right hand of God the Father. The great and glorious and valuable gift he has given us is the gift of faith. Faith that grasps all his promises, the forgiveness, the grace of God that comes to us through our Lord's body and blood crucified, that is sacrificed for us, and risen again for the life of the world. Now, to fully understand this parable, therefore, we should ask ourselves first, do we see this as great and large? To what extent do we value God's gift to us of this saving faith? For the parable concludes that those who do not value faith or think of faith as little more than personal knowledge, a hunch or opinion or fantasy, will be rejected, cast into the outer darkness, that is eternally separated from God and life to a state of only, as it says, weeping and gnashing of teeth. So what makes the difference? To the extent that you value your faith, it will affect and direct your life, your attitude, and relationships with others, or it won't. That's what's going on with these servants who invested their gift with the result of the growth of the kingdom of God in others. Others, like your family, in your co-workers, your students, your customers, your friends, and even your enemies. You're all according to your vocation, your relationships and responsibilities toward others. to the extent of your faithfulness and love toward others, the same salvation and faith will grow. Notice that the size of the gift, the varying sizes of that gift of faith, makes no difference. Some have greater and more gifts, others fewer. But in the end, all receive the exact same commendation, word for word. The words are identical to the one with five talents as to the one with two. Well done, good and faithful servant, etc. The result is the same for the Christian physician as for the faithful Christian wife, the faithful worker, student, father, child, etc. In a sense, it doesn't matter how great or small a difference you have made. What matters is that faith and love that are in Christ Jesus was your possession, motivation, care, and expression. The same reward could have been for the servant who received only one talent. But what happened? He buried it. He neglected it. He didn't think faith in Christ made much difference. Sound familiar? Not only that, but apart from God's gift of faith, you really don't know God. The man says, I knew you to be a hard man, he says, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid. How many people have no faith think of God precisely in the same way? This is the fear of Adam hiding in the bushes. To think of God as a hard man or master, unfair and unreliable, is to view God only through the lens of that law which is written in our hearts. Yet being blind to the overwhelming grace of God that delivers you from the threats and punishments of the law revealed in Christ and His New Testament. You have been given that gift of faith, the Holy Spirit working in you by God's word and sacraments. As we remain faithful in continuing in God's word, the gift of faith is strengthened and sustained, even in times that challenge it. In those times especially, Christ calls us to remember. Remember the joy and the hope awaiting of the goal of our faith. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. May you experience your experience of God's forgiveness be reflected in your ability to forgive others. Your faith in God's mercy and grace show forth in a life of mercy to your vocation, whatever that may be. For it is through you that God's priceless gift of faith is made known to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.